Yeah, so you know, there's one actually there's an issue that I wanted to talk to you about because I think we, you know, we agree on a lot of things. We have a slightly different view on this one, I think. So I think it's kind of good to hash these
I'm here to
things out.
bring you
All
out,
right.
John, anytime.
All right. All right, let's do it. So I want to talk about choosing signals because
Oh, here we go.
this is one where I think we have a different viewpoint. So my viewpoint is that like I understand the idea of choosing signals, but my viewpoint is like being someone, you know, like a guy like me, like, you know, rip six pack abs, even like at a pool party or something. You know, I see some choosing signals and stuff like that. But man, like the number of opportunities I feel like I would miss if I just waited for choosing signals is so large. And I'll present the other part of my case, which is to say that I get the point is like, you know, too many guys are just chasing ass, just being desperate, right? So I'm not a fan of that. But what I am a fan of is saying like, go out there, take a chance, face rejection. Don't like look for some girl to already pre-select you before you go up to her, because that's kind of, to me, it's like a pussy kind of move. It's like go out there, face the rejection, and you know what? You know, yeah, sure, a girl that gives you some kind of choosing signal, she's gonna be more likely to be receptive, but maybe the girl didn't even see you. Maybe, you know what I mean? And it's like you can go up to her, and at least if you're taking your shot, you're taking your shot, and you know, it doesn't cost you anything.
Okay. That's why I'm here, John. I'm here to screen you out. I'm here to
All right. All
set
right.
you straight, John. So the choosing signal thing is not about attracting women.
Okay.
Period. It has absolutely, it's about not needing women. That's what it's about. I tell guys this, and I'm gonna say it right now. I am not anti-cold approach. I cold approach. The point is the mindset. When you leave the house, I want you in the mindset you're just living your life and you let life come to you organically. If you see a woman, whether she choosing or not, if you genuinely left the house to go about your day and you see a woman and it organically happens, cold approach. I don't care. The thing is, when I say choosing signals is, I want you to be in the mindset of enjoying the moment. So the point being is, at that pool party, like you said, what would happen with guys who have that hollow monster type personality? They could not even enjoy the party.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Their whole head would be on a swivel. And I'm speaking from experience. This is, I haven't always been the choosing signal guy. What would happen is, I can't even enjoy this party. I'm obsessed with women, is what I'm saying. And so what ends up happening is, anytime guys go do anything where women are going to be at, it becomes the activity. So you go to the club, instead of me enjoying and being in the moment with my friends or whatever I'm doing, I am the whole night with my head on a swivel checking out women. And I'm not even enjoying myself. So then you look around and you see the guys who are enjoying themselves. They're with their boys, probably got a section, and they're just having the best time. They're on top of the tape, they're on top of the chairs or whatever, and they just going back and forth with their homeboys and they're having a great time. And here my ass is, I'm obsessed with women. And if you look at those guys, they're having the time of their life and they're in their own little world. That's what I'm saying. And when they leave at the end of the night, they didn't get one number, but they had the time of their life. And you, on the other hand, you couldn't even enjoy the music or the atmosphere because you were consumed with women. Aligning yourself, I want to get her, I want to get her. And the guys who are really there having a good time, they didn't even come there to talk to women. And that's what I'm talking about. They came out with the whole mindset, I'm out with my boys, I'm gonna have a good time, this is what I'm here for, I'm not here for that. And they're gonna go home and they're gonna wake up the next day and they're gonna say, man, I had a blast. And what did you do? You sat at the bar all night like a little thirsty hound, trying to position yourself the whole night with how I'm gonna get this girl. Oh, I need to go over here and position myself. You can't even enjoy yourself. And that's where the choosing signals come from. I wanted guys to learn how to be able to enjoy activities. You know, you go to the basketball courts and guys don't even shoot basketball no more. Why? Because women aren't there. When I grew up, the basketball courts were loaded, but men don't want to do that no more because there are no women there. Men have become obsessed with female validation 24/7. Mm-hmm. And this is what I try to tell guys is when you put your mindset in the mindset of women, 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 they control you. They control you. When you're a guy and the choosing signals is simply about enjoying what you're trying to do. Wherever you're going, if you're going to the museum, you're going to a pool party, if you, your first priority be enjoy, be in the moment. I'm not anti-cold approach. I'm not. I don't think it makes you a sucker or none of that. The thing I am with is I hate the mindset of leaving the house to, I'm finna go pick up chicks today. I don't like that mindset. And what guys would do if they're going to a pool party, what they would be thinking in their head when they left the house is, how many hot chicks is going to be there? See, they're not even thinking about enjoying that pool party. They're only thinking about how many hot chicks is going to be there. And in this aspect, your life is still controlled by women. And you will see, if you go to that same pool party, I guarantee you, it's always these group of guys. It's always going to be at least this one group of guys where they're just in their own world. Where they're just like they're over there, they just having a good time. They're you almost think they gay. Like, do they see all this ass walking around here? But they're not gay. What right. they are is content.
Okay.
And that's all choosing signals is. It flies over guys' head when I'm sitting up and saying that choosing signals is the best way to get women. If you never cold approach, you're going to be leaving a lot of booty on it. You're going to leave a lot of ass on the tape. I tell you that. All I want you to do is leave with the mindset of enjoying whatever you're doing. Most of you guys can't even get a good workout. You know why? Because you're peeking at ass. You're not there to work out. You checking out ass. And this is all I'm saying, guys.
Yeah.
Men have got to learn how to. So why women beat us and stuff? Why women beat us? Okay, this is why women beat us. If you go to the club, what the girls are doing?
they're having a good time. They're dancing. They'll dance with themselves, dancing with their friends. In fact, the thing that gets you cock-blocked more than anything else is that they're there with their friends and they're like, oh, it's a girls' night. We're just trying to have a conversation with ourselves. We're just trying to have a good time. And they mean it. It's not a front.
And this is why I try to tell men, why can women do that, but men can't? Why can women go out and get their little section and they not stud no dudes there? If they disciplined enough, they just here to have a good time with their girl. But men are, so when you like that, guys, I'm telling you, you always are going to lose. I did not find happiness until I started to live in the moment instead of, how many women I think I'm going to get today? So everything I did was, how many hot chicks I think I'm going to be there? Because that's why I'm there. And when I get there, friends be damned, I am just concerned with how many hot chicks in here. So I don't even hear them. They might as well not even be here because my eyes is fixated on the chicks that's in here. And I would have had a lot better time if I would have sat down, hey man, what y'all think? Y'all think LeBron gonna win the championship? And we engage, but we not engaged because that's not why I'm here. That's where the choosing signal is. The choosing signal just means men get back to enjoying the activity and not base everything around picking up women. That's all I'm saying. And it goes back to that purpose thing. That's all it is. A lot of you guys hate clubs. Why you hate clubs? You hate clubs because you picking up women in the clubs is the hardest thing. You know why it's the hardest thing? You got attention whores, but women don't go to the club for that. They go out to have a drink and girls night out. Yeah. And that's why a lot of you guys hate clubs. If you went there with your friend instead of to pick up chicks and have a good time with your friends, I guarantee you, you wouldn't hate clubs. The reason why you hate clubs, because you go out with the wrong mindset. That's it.
All right. I mean, I can't argue with anything that you said there. I think it's very true. And just the idea, like the reason why women can do it and men can't is because of abundance. Because they know they can get cock anytime that they want. They can just go, you know, there's plenty of guys that are lined up. So they're like, you know, we're having a good time. We're here with our friends. We don't care because we can get guys anywhere. Guys are.
Yeah, again, what you just said, Dylan, is you, John, you just proved my point. Mm-hmm. You just proved my point. And I didn't even think of it from that corner, but you just proved my point. Abundance.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. The guys who go out and have a good time, they are already in abundance. Now, that could be with other women, but that also can be with my life is complete. I am happy as is, so I don't need to be a little thirsty hound out here trying to see who all I can get, because you know what? I am complete. I'm in abundance. That is, you said it best, the best way I can say it. When you're not thirsty and when you're not desperate and your life is complete, I can go to an activity and not be thirsty and be all up on girls because I don't care. I don't care. So that's why I try to tell guys, you can't be low value and do the choose the signal thing because you're going to be in a hungry state. You have to become high value. So I'm going to tell you something. If you're a guy who's working 100 hours a week and you got out Saturday night just to hang with your boys a couple hours and this, that, and other, you almost don't even want to talk to a woman because you like, you know what? A woman is kind of like a detriment to me right now. You know, like, when am I going to see her? I'm dead. When am I going to see her?